You're listening to the Farmer's Guardian podcast.
Hello, I'm Ellie Layton, FG Livestock Reporter, and I'm very excited to be talking all things young farmers ahead of our brand new FG Live event, which will be held in Blackpool at this year's AGM at the start of May. In this week's episode, we speak to John Houseman, the man behind the DIY AGM, which was set up following the loss of the NFYFC AGM in 2018. A farmer's son from Yorkshire, John is currently working in the building industry after his time studying at Harper Adams University. He is a keen member of the Yorkshire Federation of Young Farmers and is still actively competing in competitions. He tells us how he came to create the DIY AGM, which turns out to be through very humble beginnings. The weekend gives young farmers and like-minded individuals a break from the farming calendar and has raised almost £20,000 for charity. Later in the pod, we're joined by Farmers Guardian editor Olivia Midgley, who tells us what to expect from the brand new FG Live event. So I hope you enjoy this podcast from me and AGM hero John Houseman. Thanks for joining us, John. Just a little bit to start with before we get into everything about young farmers, just a little bit about you and sort of your home system and what you do.
Yeah, hi, Ellie. Yeah, at home, we're mixed dairy, arable and bed and breakfast pigs. The farm's actually run by my dad and my uncle, and my two cousins work there full time. I actually don't work at home at the moment. When I graduated from Harper, I couldn't go to Australia and do the harvest like I wanted to. So a friend of ours asked if I wanted to go work in construction. So I did a year on sites, and then the last 3 years I've been project managing. Obviously go and help back at the farm when they need me, and I do a lot through summer and stuff.
And do you ever see yourself going back to the farm full time? Maybe when you're older, perhaps?
Yeah, we'll just have to see how things pan out. Yeah, definitely there's potential in the future.
You just mentioned there when you were in uni, so a little bit about your education. Where did you study? What did you do?
I went to school, and then I went to, instead of doing A-levels, I went to Athlone-Bryan College and did agriculture. I went to Harper Adams and did 3 years at Harper Adams and a placement year at Blankney Estates in Lincolnshire, which was the year the AGM started, the DIY AGM started, should I say.
Oh, brilliant. So you had a nice little bit of social life at Harper as well. Nice balance.
Yeah, definitely. No, met lots of good people.
Yeah. And I bet that's put you in good stead for then the sort of creating the DIY AGM and how you came into that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of opportunity for networking. You get to meet people from all around the country. I'd certainly advise it to any young person thinking of doing something similar.
And now, just focusing a little bit about the DIY AGM, there'll be probably a lot of people listening who don't know what it is. So just setting the scene a little bit, what it is and what your role in the event actually is.
Well, basically, in 2018, the last year, the National Federation of Young Farmers ran the AGM event. After some bad press, they decided to cancel the event. And as I said before, I was basically on placement year at Blankney Estates, and I was sat in a tractor at the time. And I saw this news on the Farmers Guardian website. Wasn't very happy about it, so I set up an event page, and it sort of within a couple of hours, there was thousands of people had decided to go on. So from there, I contacted a load of the bars and the managers and stuff in Blackpool and gauged the interest of us doing it ourselves next year. And then so that's what happened. 2019 was the first DIY AGM, and it sort of snowballed from there, really.
I mean, you definitely, their emotions were high when it got cancelled. So I would say you picked the right time to sort of create that Facebook event and get things started.
Yeah, from the initial point of view, it was a complete accident, really. Like, I just wanted to carry on going to the AGM myself, and I didn't want it to be cancelled, and I didn't want it to be cancelled for all the other young farmers that enjoy going. So that's where it was fueled from, really.
Yeah, and like, it was a very historical event, and I suppose it still is. It had been running for over 50 years, and you can keep that going for future generations of young farmers to attend then.
Yeah, that's the main aim, really. The main aim is to keep an annual event going that has young farmers from all over the country that can come and enjoy a weekend together, enjoy a bit of time off, meet new people and have good fun.
Why do you think it is so important for that weekend that young farmers can sort of get away from the farm and go on a nice sunny holiday up to Blackpool?
Yeah, well, as a lot of farmers are in the position where, especially if you're a smaller farm, it might just be you and your dad working together all the time. Or if a lot, especially at this time of year, is lambing, calving. People are tied down in quite isolated positions, often with long hours and not a lot of time away from the farm. And it's a good opportunity for people to get away from the farm, get away from their families sometimes as well, and just enjoy a weekend with their friends and meeting other people that are like-minded that you can talk a bit of all sorts about, and you know you're probably going to get on with them.
Definitely. I don't think there's as many industries as there is similar to farming, that you sort of work with so many generations just day in, day out. And I think it does give that nice little pressure, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody will have had some story in their life with what it's like. Anybody that's worked on a family farm with their parents will know how it feels. Sometimes it can be frustrating, and not everybody always sees eye to eye, but it's the pressure cooker of living and working with the same people day in, day out that sometimes you need a break from.
Definitely. And I think just after, like you said, like that lamb and calving, it's just a nice little break post then. You can, it's something to get you through it, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
There's been a lot of charity work that the DIY AGM have done, and I think sometimes that can be overlooked. So do you want to tell us a little bit about how they raise money and how much money they've raised in the event since 2019?
We've raised money in a number of different ways through charity work, through ticket sales, and also through the sales of polo shirts, customised polo shirts. There's money goes from each sale of those shirts to charity as well. So that's where the money comes from. And it's been given to the National Air Ambulance Service, basically for all the work they do to support British agriculture and the times where farmers have needed helping from remote locations, and the National Air Ambulance Service are always there to help us out.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the money's gone to the Blackpool RNLI to sort of give something back to the people of Blackpool as well.
Yeah, definitely. They put up for us for 3 or 4 days, so it's nice to sort of give something back to them, isn't
Yeah,
it?
exactly. Give something back to the community of Blackpool and show some kind of appreciation for it. There's a lot of people that come in over one weekend.
And then, so the DIY AGM, the sort of layout of the weekend for those that don't attend it, how does it work?
As of last year, as the National Federation used to have it in the Winter Gardens, we have hired out the Winter Gardens to put a big event on the Friday night, Saturday night and Sunday evening, with FG Live through the day on the Saturday this year. And then throughout the days, obviously all the bars, the Stonegate venues, so Walkabout, Pop World and Yates are all open through the day for people to go and enjoy.
Young farmers area wise, where do people come from to attend the event?
People come from completely across the entire country. There's people from Cornwall down in the southwest. There's people from Norfolk, East Midlands, West Midlands, a lot from Yorkshire, Lancashire, Scotland, Wales, everywhere. People come from all over.
And they just all attract to Blackpool for one weekend.
Yeah. Last year there was rough numbers of about 7,500 young farmers, which
wow.
was,
yeah.
yeah, it was amazing. It was really good.
So, John, where did the idea of FG Live come from?
Yeah, I sort of came up with the idea of working with the Farmers' Guardian on hosting a panel of sort of a conference of speakers to provide something for people that don't just want to completely socialise the whole weekend. They can come and learn something from different speakers about what's going on within the industry, listen to some talks about mental health, how social media can impact agriculture, and bits about grant schemes and stuff like that. So for people that want to come and learn and try basically bring a bit of validation, a bit of credibility back from some of the naysayers that like the old way that the National Federation had it. Basically bring back some more credibility.
And I think that can only be a positive thing with all the money that's raised for charity as well, that there is that validation behind it as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And then just sort of look into the future of the event. You've just mentioned National Young Farmers. Do you see them having a role in the future event, or is there sort of a route that you see this going in?
Well, I think we're doing a pretty good job of running it how it is at the moment, to be honest with you. We've had successful numbers, we've had big numbers, and we've built it up over the last few years to get it to where it is today. People enjoy the system it is, and I haven't had any contact from anybody from the National Federation of Young Farmers. So as we'll carry on doing it how we plan to going forwards, and hopefully it carries on proving to be a success.
Brilliant. Yeah, because not everyone who attends the event is a member of Young Farmers, but would you encourage them to join the organisation?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still a young farmer myself. I still compete in rallies and go to meetings and pay my annual subscriptions to the National Federation. I think in itself, it's a great thing to be a part of. Whether they choose to want to speak to us in the future about them doing it themselves in the future, I'm not sure what they want to do. But from my point of view, we've done a pretty good job over the last 6 years now. And we plan to carry on doing it how we've been doing it and carry on improving it and growing it and keep working forward on it.
Yeah, brilliant. So, who's sort of supporting you to run the event?
For running the event, there's two other chaps that help run the event, a chap called Alex Huckabee and a chap called Sam Hargreaves. They help to run the event behind the scenes, and we all work together to bring it really. There's a hell of a lot of work and organisation goes in. And a serious amount of cost goes in for setting these events up, the acts and the stage and the insurance and the lighting and all the stuff there is a massive cost. So we are lucky to be helped with some sponsors, sponsored by Newquip Limited, that provide pig and poultry equipment, the Big Dutchman equipment, Ripon Farm Services, who the biggest John Deere dealership in the UK, and PD Hook Hatcheries, who provide day-old chicks for the broiler industry. They're brilliant that they help with some of the costs to putting the event on.
And with their help, it's hopefully going to be another year that's bigger and better for the DIY AGM yet again.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the more sponsors as well that we get with these big companies, it helps to bring validation to us as well that these big companies can see the good work we're doing and are happy to be on board with what we're doing.
And ultimately support the next generation of young farmers, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea. It's the agricultural companies that they want to be there as part of the long term in the industry and helping the young farmers at this stage get to have their free time. Well, hopefully some of them will remember these companies in the future.
And we're now joined by Olivia Midgley, editor of the Farmers Guardian. Thanks very much for joining me, Liv.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for having me.
We're just going to talk a little bit about FG Live, which is the brand new event which is taking place in Blackpool at the start of May. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is?
I sure can. Well, we're just finalising the agenda for what should be a really exciting, but also thought-provoking conference, which we're just really thrilled to have been asked to be a part of, actually, Ellie. So this is FG Live, and it's coming to the Young Farmers DIY AGM, which takes place at the Winter Gardens in Blackpool, as you say, on May the 4th. And what John Houseman asked us to do, who's obviously organised this event for the last couple of years, he's as well as this being a really fabulous social occasion for young farmers, it's he really wanted this to be quite a business-minded conference element to what is a fantastic weekend. So we said that we'd put together the conference program for that. So I hope we've kind of fulfilled his objectives. But yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
And the strap line is putting the M back in AGM, the meeting back in annual general meeting, and hopefully it'll do just that. But why do Farmers Guardian want to support young farmers so much?
Yeah, so FG has always been really heavily involved with the AGM, which has obviously formerly been organised by NFYFC, by National. Some of the listeners will remember us being there on the Friday of the first day of the AGM, handing out Farmers Guardian t-shirts and other merchandise and things. We've just always been heavily involved with it, and we're really keen to see it continue, actually. We used to go, obviously when it rotated between Blackpool and the Southwest, obviously we were at every event. We were always reporting on the competitions and obviously the conference element to that. And I think the reason why we want to be involved is that, me being the editor of Farmers Guardian magazine, I see these young people as our readers, our future subscribers. Hugely important to support this really important sector of agriculture, celebrating young people in rural communities. And I think by putting on this agenda, this conference agenda, which really sort of it unpicks some of those really key topics that are affecting young people at the moment. So we've got things on mental resilience. So we've partnered up with the Farming Community Network, and they've put together a really fantastic seminar, which is based around resilience. So it's about mental resilience, emotional resilience, and how you can improve your resilience as a person, and then how that impacts your business and what you do in your working life. So that's a really good session to kick off things with. We've also got sessions on sustainable farming incentive and the grants that are available to young people. Also something on careers from Claire Whittle, who's a vet. She markets herself as the regenerative vet. And she's going to be talking about how career paths in agriculture aren't always linear, that there's obviously quite a lot of different career paths that you can go down. We've also got Paul Harris from Real Success, who's a really inspirational, motivational speaker. And he's got a really interesting point of view, and he's coming at it from how the older generation and the younger generation need to kind of bridge that gap, and how they can talk to each other better. And is a little bit provocative, but that's what we wanted from this. So I think that should be really good. And then we've got the agfluencers that no conference is good without, really. So we've got, really pleased to say, we've got Ollie Harrison, Tom Pemberton, we've got Becca Wilson and Charlotte Ashley as well, who are all from the north, like me. So it should be a really fantastic event, and we're just really looking forward to it.
Brilliant. And I think this new conference really complements our new Celebrating Rural Communities section well. On a monthly basis, we're putting in news about young farmers across the country. And I think this is a nice way to sort of get in touch and see some of the faces that we're putting in the magazine as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Ellie. And what a fantastic, vibrant community this is as well. And as you say, we've been reporting on, the real breadth of what happens across these communities in FG for many, many years. But it always really just strikes me how much these people are doing for their own communities. So, a huge social element to it, but also that huge charity element. And I know that the young farmers clubs across the country are raising thousands and thousands of pounds for charity. And the AGM this year will be no different. And I know that the organisers have already raised tens of thousands, haven't they, for worthwhile causes. So again, another brilliant reason to be involved in this.
Definitely. So why do you think people should attend the conference?
So I think that the conference programme really gives people something a bit different, actually, from the usual conference programme. Yes, there are elements that you might see elsewhere, but I think by bringing everything together in one really punchy, it's just a 3-hour conference, so we're packing a lot into it. It's going to be quite fast-paced, which I think actually we will cover a lot of ground in a short space of time, but I don't think that's a bad thing at all. I think that's something that, the organizers have asked us, that we can really hit on all these key topics under one roof, 3 hours of your time. And I think hopefully you'll feel inspired, you'll learn something, and you'll feel really motivated to leave there and go on and do great things.
And then how and where do you register to get involved in the event?
Yes, so we have put together a fantastic page which has it's full of all the details of the event. Obviously it's on May the 4th, starting at 11:30 for a 12 p.m. start. The website, if people head to farmersguardian.com/FGLive-AGM24. And that is going to be in the bio of the pod, isn't it, Ellie? Because that is quite a mouthful. But yeah, everything is on there. So all the agenda, the timings, all the speakers and their bios and their pictures and their social media profiles. So obviously you can just see everything that you want to see on that page. So just to say that again, it's farmersguardian.com and it's /FGLive-AGM24.
And there'll also be lots online and in the magazine that you can get up to date with things as well.
Yeah, so please do check that out.
Well, thanks very much, Liv. And hopefully that will give everyone listening just a bit of a taster of what they can expect when nearly 8,000 young farmers are set to flock to Blackpool.
Wow, yeah, that's a lot of young people and we can't wait.
That's all from me this week, but there will be another top-notch episode of the FG podcast next week. So please subscribe on your chosen podcast platform. Thanks for listening.